This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This morning, a New York mayor, Bill de Blasio, is rejecting claims that he is anti-police. The mayor urged activists to hold off on further protests in the names of Eric Garner and Michael Brown until two murdered NYPD officers can be buried.
Powered by News One.
Good Tuesday morning to you. I'm Jackie Reed. It's December 23rd, and these are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. The ex-girlfriend of the man that murdered those two NYPD officers over the weekend speaks out. Investigators say 29-year-old Shanika Thompson told them Ishmael Brinsley entered her Baltimore apartment without a key and threatened to shoot himself. She talked him out of that, and then he shot her in the stomach and fled with her cell phone. Police say Brinsley then headed to New York, where he shot those two officers at point-blank range. Thompson managed to get to a neighbor's home to get help. She's in critical condition this morning, but is expected to survive. North Korea loses its internet service. Now they only have a little more than 1,000 registered email addresses, but even that is out. Now the U.S. is not taking credit for North Korea's internet loss, but there are reports that we asked China for help. A China-based company manages North Korea's internet service, so maybe they just pulled the plug. Mm-hmm. The executive producer of two reality shows is coming to the defense of black reality stars. In an open letter, Carlos King says he is often asked if he feels guilty about producing shows like The Real Housewives of Atlanta that many say depict black women in a negative light. He says his answer is always no. He says he wants to know why there is a double standard when it comes to criticism of white reality stars versus black reality stars. He goes on to say he does not believe black reality stars of those shows portray negative stereotypes. He says being a reality star means being transparent and showing your imperfections, and he thinks there is beauty in imperfection. Those are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. For this eve of Christmas Eve, I'm Jackie Reed.
Jackie, do you believe there's beauty in imperfection?
I think there is beauty in imperfection. I do believe that, but I don't think that those women are necessarily showing imperfections as much as they are
wretchedness.
Stereotypes.
Yes. Wretchedness.
And I love the women. I know many. I've interviewed many of them, and I like them. I like them as women, but I don't like what those shows show.
Have you interviewed any of the sorority
sisters? You
can't
compare them to... No, not yet.
Yeah, because, you know, there are not enough TV shows that portray us in a positive light.
Right. There's not enough balance.
Yeah. No balance. Oh, that's the word, balance. That's right. Yeah, that imperfection, that's why I love when we have, like, photo sessions and whatnot. I get to put on that makeup. Come on, Damon.
And
I know
hide
you can
those
feel
imperfections.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
I ain't gonna front, man. Yeah, I ain't gonna front. I did Comics Unleashed, and I left the set, and I ran someplace else. Mm-hmm. And people were like, "Your skin looks so clear," and I'm like, "Well, you know what? I ain't gonna wash my face for the rest of the day."
I love that.
I'm glad you all said that.
Mm-hmm. I see what you ladies go through.
Yeah.
See.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
That
now you understand.
Ain't this skin
just so clear? I'm like, yeah. Until it hit the pillow.
Do either of y'all have on makeup right now?
It's 15. Hilarious. It's 15 before the hour on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.